That's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Crazy news Thursday. We have a lot of crazy news stories each and every Thursday. This one, we got off social media, man. Jordan Lucas,
the artist. He's gone viral. Now, Jordan Lucas is African-American.
Yeah, he is.
African-American. I had never heard of him. I must have been sleeping on him. Or anything like that. But a lot of people have called up and said that he's a dope artist. So I definitely do a little bit more research on him. But he has released this video. The caption is, "I'm not a racist." And it shows a white man talking to a black man, and he's rapping, talking about African-Americans, and then the black man has a rebuttal. He responds to what the white man is saying. We played a snippet of it earlier. It's pretty long.
I'm playing a snippet again if you missed it the first time.
Okay.
Here it is. Jordan Lucas, "I'm not a racist."
"With all due respect, I don't have pity for you blacks. That's against the way I feel. Screaming Black Lives Matter, or the black guys rather be deadbeats than pay your bills. As soon as I say and anyone react, want to swing at me and call me racist because I ain't black. We'll pound that then. Talking about slavery like you was around back then. Like you was picking cotton off around back then. Like you was on the plantation getting down back then. Alright, look. I see a black man aiming his gun, but I'd rather see a black man claiming his son. And I don't mean just for one day and you done. I mean, you still trapped in a rut. And I work my ass off and pay my taxes for what? So you can keep living off free government assistance, food stamps for your children, but you still trying to sell them for some weed and some liquor. Or a fucking babysitter while you party on the road because you ain't got no need of goals. You already late. You mom needs up to get your damn priorities straight. Wait. It's like you're proud to be fake, but you lazy as love. And you rather sell drugs and get a job and be straight. And then you turn around and complain about the poverty rate. Like, off in my face. Can't escape problems. You can pray for some change, but can't break a dollar. Got nobody else to blame, so you blame Donald. Earl would've make America great condom. My voice been back. I'm not racist. My sister's boyfriend's black. I'm not racist. My sister-in-law's baby cousin Tracy got a brother and his girlfriend's black."
Jordan Lucas right there. Oh, you might have got that one in your Facebook inbox, or you might see it on your Facebook or your Instagram feed this morning. That's exactly what it is. Jordan Lucas, "I'm not a racist." Wanted to know your comments on what you felt about it if you saw it. Good morning.
"I think it's all right, man. I think it was meant for maybe the white guy to tell how his point of view and how he sees the way life lives, and then the black guy tells his point of view and the way his life lives. So that they're actually showing people the differences. It's not, you know, it's like she was saying, it's kind of like you were stereotyping at first when you first listened to it. But if you watch the whole thing, you know, it's got more of a stronger meaning. I think it's meant to make people stop stereotyping, stop looking at a certain type of person a certain type of way, and actually put differences aside and see what the differences are and the different way people see life."
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your comment this morning. Paul Dottier, good morning.
"Oh, yes, sir. I watched the video the other day, and my opinion on it was rough to begin with, you know, until the other guy stood up and started doing his version of the rap as well. And, you know, it looked like to me that, you know, two different races was battling back and forth in a table, and at the end of it they said their piece and they was able to get up and hug it out as friends. You know what I mean? And to me that was powerful, to show that you can sit there and debate on the problems of racism and then get up and stand together."
Yeah.
That's a great comment. Yeah.
Paul, good morning.
"Yes, I would just like to say that first of all, Jordan Lucas is an absolute genius and everything that he do. And I love his I Am Racist. He always has a message on every song and everything that he has. And I believe that it was genius."
All right. Thank you for your comment this morning. Jordan Lucas, the artist, video, "I Am Racist," just dropped. Might be in your Facebook inbox, might be on your Instagram page. What are your thoughts on it? Good morning.
"Listen, man, I want to say that he wasn't saying that. He wasn't being stereotypical. What he was doing was explaining on how white people perceive us. I heard what she was saying about how that kind of touched her feelings about him speaking like that. But to listen to that artist, he's a hell of an artist. And I didn't agree with her saying that he was being stereotypical, because he wasn't. He was trying to explain to us how most of them perceive us, like in that song. Me and my wife listened to the song last night. And the song is, like, dope. I mean, I love Jordan Lucas as an artist, period, but that's what he was trying to do. He wasn't saying that that's how he perceives his own people. He was explaining that that's how most of them perceive us.
And we got that.
Yeah, now I was never saying that he was saying this about him. I don't know anything about Joyner Lucas, so I can't, you know, take anything from him or anything like that. What I was saying was, in the beginning, what you hear, which is supposed to be coming from the white man, does sound stereotypical, and that is what it is. He's stereotyping all African Americans to fit into this role of African American men don't take care of their children. Yeah. African American men sell drugs, and you know, like, those are the stereotypes. That's what he's doing, you know. And it was very hard to watch. It was very hard to watch because I don't think that all African American men fit into that stereotype at all. But don't do what I did, which is watch the video and then form an opinion based off of seeing half of the video.
You gotta watch the whole thing.
You have to watch the whole thing. Don't make the same mistake that I did. Yeah. Now, I watched the whole video the first time. I just stopped in the middle of it and was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
But then I finished it and I was like, okay.
You know,
I was like, okay, now I understand. And I agree with that other caller that said it's great to see people sit down, express one opinion, express another opinion, and then get an understanding of both sides.
Yeah, because a lot of times when you have a difference of opinion, you don't listen to the other side.
Yep.
Even like if you think about when you argue with your significant other, a lot of times you're not hearing them because
you're in defense mode.
Right. You're not listening to hear. You're listening to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we don't do a lot of.
Yep.
Charlotte's plug. We beating the bum. We come back. It's Pod 98.
It's Charlotte's favorite dysfunctional family. What up?